Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Okay. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix, fresh with no prior song. Surprise y'all with the certified thoughtful. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. Positive for motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there. Ooh, welcome, you guys. Welcome to The Remix. Welcome, no matter what part of the world you're listening from. And gosh, look how many of you guys are on the phone lines, and I see the chat room is filling up. I want to say welcome to everyone joining me here live in the forum tonight. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. It's so good to be here. Let me go ahead and give out the call-in number for everyone out there listening. So you can call in if you want to. It's going to be a cool day tonight, talking about some really good stuff. I think it's good stuff anyway. I think you guys will too. The call-in number is going to be 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're calling in, let me go ahead and tell you guys how you can call in on the international side. Just dial the U.S. country code. And once you dial the U.S. country code, that should get you right in. And I'm going to make sure and try to make sure that I'm very clear tonight. Hopefully that has cleared up some of that there. It looks like everything is going well and nice and clear. That you guys can hear me. That you can hear me okay. I'll do a little sound check there just to see if that has cleared up a little bit. Can you guys hear me nice and clear? Say yes. Say yes. Clear now. Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, welcome to The Remix, everyone. 646-652-2711 is the number to call so that it can get you locked in to get on over here to The Remix and get on the phone lines. If you're calling in internationally, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711. You can also Skype in as well, too. So that's available for you also. So it's many ways that you can connect yourself and come right on over to The Remix, to The Remix. And so now, also, I want to go ahead and give you directions so you can join us in the chat room. Because the chat room is open for you to come on over, we'd love to have you here sitting down with us in chat and checking things out. So let me tell you how to get over here to the chat form. www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word. Come on in. The Remix family is here. We'll make you feel so welcome and right at home. Right at home. Right at home for everyone. Okay, so you guys, I'm really, really glad that you guys are joining me here live in the remix tonight. I want to say welcome to all of our guests out there. If this is your first time listening, and I know I've been getting quite a few emails this week of first time listeners of the remix, we want to say welcome to you. And if you're over here in chat, it's a really fun way, a great experience for you to experience all of the remix family in the chat room. And to come on over to the chat room, all you have to do is click the button at the very bottom that says sign up. Sign up, tell us who you are, and call all in. And just sign on in, tell us who you are. Okay, you guys, so here's the deal. I do want to start the show off. I want to give out our international shots out, because we do have international family listening from all over the world. And so first shout out is going to go to Jamaica. Big ups to our Remix family listening out there in Jamaica. The UK is in the house. Canada is in the house. Big ups to you guys out there. Also, Australia is listening. New Zealand is listening tonight. Wow. We also have parts of Korea listening tonight. We also have Spain in the house tonight. Belize is in the house tonight. And we also have Japan. So we got a lot of listeners out there listening. Parts of South Africa listening tonight. Wow. Egypt is listening tonight. And so we have brothers and sisters from all over the world that is listening to the show tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome to you guys. No matter what part of the world that you're listening in, I just really send you lots of well wishes and well weather and lots of sunshine your way. So whether it's day, night, evening, any of that good stuff, just want to give you a shout out and thank you guys. And of course, all of us here listening from the Western Hemisphere, hugs and kisses to you guys and shout out to you too. Now, I'm going to tell you guys why the remix is late tonight. You know, us here at the remix, and you know me, I always keep it psycho sexy cool. My son is moving back to college, and he's going back for the summer semester. So I had an opportunity to play mommy in a big way today, because you know how it is when they get past a certain age, they really don't want you helping them do anything. Yes, I got a chance to show some support and show love. And, you know, I'm going to miss him. It's already, you know, me and Baby Blue are already a little teary-eyed not to have him here with us. It was so cool for these last couple of months having him here. You know, kind of recuperating and getting himself back healthy and back on track and doing what he wants to do. So, man, yeah, it's kind of it's kind of a moment for me as mommy. So, you know, I just want to thank you guys for all the love and support. By the way, he said to send the love and support out to you guys out there in Remix Land too. And so I want to thank you guys and thanks the Remix family, you know, for supporting me on this journey, you know, through this time. So that really, really means everything. So all of your well wishes and your love and just support and everything. And, you know, my son has been a very, very big instrumental part for the workshop, which I'm going to just tell you guys about it in case you don't know about it. But I want to tell you guys about this workshop. This workshop where we're talking about the soul body. My son was a big inspiration because after he built his soul body, oh gosh, talk about instant transformation. It's so cool because he even has it saved on his iPhone and he has his soul body with him. And he keeps his soul body with him constantly. But so much powerful things happen once putting together this soul body blueprint, you can say. And so we have our firsthand proof of what the soul body could do. And that's how I knew this inspiration that it was time that we brought this workshop to you. Myself, along with Brother Bilal from Bilal The Experience. He's been a guest on the remix quite a few times, and he also does the Chem Business class. But we knew then it was time. It was time. It was time. It was time to do the Soul Body Workshop. And that's how it was really birthed. It was. This has never been done before. And this is going to be a workshop that is a first ever. So let me tell you a little bit about this as we get ready to get into the share tonight, because I'm excited. I want to talk to you guys and hear what's going on in your world and share some more about what's going on with me. And we get to talk about things that are going on in the cosmos. As you guys know, I've kind of tweeted this. I'm really, really proud. I'm proud of everything, because anything that I do, it has to be led by inspiration for me. I'm really not motivated to do anything, but inspiration, something connected with my soul, my spirit, when I'm moved to do it, that's what I bring to you guys. So this soul body, it's going to be a one-day workshop. And the coolest thing is, no matter what part of the world, no matter where you live on the planet, you can attend this one-day workshop that we're going to be doing. It's called the Soul Body Workshop. And this Soul Body Workshop, I can't tell you guys, and I'm going to read the flyer because I know you guys just want me to hear what I wrote on the flyer. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that and just make sure you guys hear me nice and clear. So the Soul Body Workshop, it's about life alchemy. It's about inner guidance. It's about light. It's about love. It's about trust. It's about power. It's about consciousness. It's about magic. And ultimately, the goal is really, the Soul Body Workshop really is about dispelling the myth and letting you know, fuck being normal. Normal, no more normal. So this takes you so far. I know you guys got a kick out of that. So this takes you so far out of being normal. So we're really going to get rid of being normal and really get down to the soul of things. So I'm so excited. If you guys are interested and you think you're interested in participating in the Soul Body Workshop, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to be disappointed. It will probably be one of the greatest things you've done. I know for me, it has been life-changing, and I've seen it firsthand with my son as well. So I want to invite you guys. I want to invite you that if you're interested, email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N. Question, the number 4blue@gmail.com. So email me, put in the tagline, workshop, that you're interested, and we'll send you the details and the information. May the 11th, it's going down. It is a all-day workshop. And so many of you have already gotten on board. I can't tell you. So many of you have already jumped on board, and this is something that we wanted to make available to everybody out there. The great thing is there will be a recording, and so if you are not able to make it, you will be able to have access after the workshop, the recording, and all the digital notes that'll be there. So really, really cool. Really, really cool. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about the Soul Body Workshop. Yeah, it is. So look forward, you guys. That's something you want to get on that. You want to get on it right away. Also, let me say this, because I don't say it too often, but it happens all the time. And I just want to thank everybody who has downloaded the Know Your Magic audio workbook. Still going strong. Still helping with transformation. It's amazing when we have these kind of tools, and I'm just really, really thankful for the feedback that I've gotten from you guys and watching. You guys get to see my transformation, but it's amazing to me when I get to participate in yours. And so every time we get an email, every time we hear a story, every time I see your work or connect with you guys in the readings, or we're chatting on Facebook or Twitter, or even in Gmail on email, or talking on the phone, It just is amazing because that's what this is all about anyway. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who's downloaded the Know Your Magic audio workbook, who have purchased the Kim deck that so many of you are working with all over the world. And if you're interested and you're listening and it's your first time, all you have to do is look at the show notes here from the show, and you can see all of that. You can learn how to get in contact, or you can contact me as well and begin to work with it there. So now, let's kind of pick up where we left off. We're going to talk about last week's show as we get ready to get into the share tonight. And I know you guys want to know, what the heck is Ms. Blue talking about, looking for the doppelganger? But that's what we're going to be doing tonight. We're going to be looking for the doppelganger. But I want to talk about last week's show. Last week's show, when we talked about soulmates, and so many of you came, and we got tons and tons and tons and tons of emails. And by the way, I'm going to get to them all, I promise you. It's just going to take a minute, but the emails came pouring in as we talked about the Black Wall Street. We talked about the Black Wall Street. The show was entitled Soulmates, and we had an opportunity to really go back into that time and take a look at these things that were happening in Greenwood in Oklahoma, of what they call the Black Wall Street. And so I know many of you were thinking, gosh, Miss Blue, you put these two things together, soulmate, Greenwood, what did they have to do with each other? I want to kind of bring this online, because if you didn't get a chance to hear that show, I definitely want to encourage you to download that show and tonight's show and all of the remix shows. Because the connection between soulmates and Greenwood, Oklahoma, is that we are their soulmates. We also have soul groups. We know about soul groups. We talk about this all the time. And we know that we're a soul group. So everyone who's listening to the remix, if you can hear my voice, and I know you can, you are a part of a soul group. Your family, your physical family that you were birthed in, that's also your soul group. There are different levels when it comes to connecting to our soul groups. Greenwood is our divine soulmate. That's our soulmate. So many spirits and channels just started coming in. As I almost started to do the show on Monday night, I started to do a part two to Greenwood, because so much channels were coming in, so many spirits, and I began to take notes and just kind of document these things down, and I really, really was going to do a show on Monday night, because they wanted the story to be told. They wanted everyone to really get the understanding about Greenwood. And those stories will continue to get told by all of us, because they were our soul mates. That's the connection. So when the time is right, we will continue to talk about Greenwood. And I will give you guys all of my channels and share with you everything that they have told me. And boy, they told me some wild shit too, some beautiful stuff. But I want you guys to understand that they are our soulmates. If you heard that show, if you're connected to that, they are our soulmates. And I want to show you how spirit works. A lot of times we look for that drastic, very, very bodacious, glitzy kind of thing. But spirit really oftentimes is not loud. It's not boisterous. It comes in very subtle. What ended up happening is afterwards, like so many channels were coming in, Monday afternoon, I started to do some research on Greenwood. And as I continued to do some research on Greenwood and just kind of see some things, because I was being led to where to go look. And on Greenwood Avenue, just to show you how spirit will always send you your divine confirmation for you. The confirmation came back is that the first store that I came in contact with that exists now, that's on Greenwood Avenue, is a store called Soulmates. It's a store called Soul Mates. It's a shoe store. I said, wow, there it is. Thank you. That's the confirmation. The show was titled Soul Mates. The next store that's right next to Soul Mates is a store called The Brothers. That's what I was going to name the show on Monday night. And those of you who are my Facebook friends, you see I put up the picture of all the brothers, right? Well, there's a store on Greenwood Avenue next to Soulmates called The Brothers, which is a hat store. And see, these channels, and I'm not going to get into all of them, but what they told me is that that energy is still there. It's still there in Greenwood, and it also still exists for all of us who have connected with this on a higher frequency, that have tapped into knowing our magic. I told you guys that this is the era of the origin. And so all of these things that we know, or what we know to call them, textbook, auras, exist in these different layers. And so all of that, Soulmates is a store in Greenwood, Oklahoma. And the store next to it is called The Brothers, which is a hat store. And so, I don't know. I'm just going to tell you guys that if that wasn't a mouthful for you, I don't know what is it. But I want you to go back, and I want you, if you haven't heard that show that we did about soulmate, where's your soulmate? I want you to listen to that because it talks about Greenwood, Oklahoma, and just the divine things of that energy and this energy being here. Plus, there was a series of earthquakes and bombings and all kinds of things, same kind of energy, but coming in a different way, more in a prosperity way that exists right now. So, all right, you guys, here we go. here we go. Beautiful. Beautiful. Whew. And tonight we get to talk about doppelgangers. Yeah. We get to talk about doppelgangers. But before we get ready to get into the share tonight, again, I just want to encourage all of you guys out there to make sure that you're working with your Kim deck. Make sure you're working with your Kim deck. Make sure. I want you guys to know that I've been driving all day. I've been on the interstate. I've been out of town. I've been driving all day. So please, if you guys work with me, I'm sure, I bet you everything will turn out lovely. So just work with me, you guys. It's just been a long day. But I want to say welcome to everyone here to the Remix, and just so glad to see so many of your smiling faces here and feeling your energy and the love. I do want to tell you guys, tonight is Friday night, and so for those of you who are out there, if you want to, you know, the orders go in for the Kim deck, the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck. They go in this weekend, and we send them out on Monday. And if you're don't have a Kim deck, you need to get one. A lot of people now are purchasing two and three and getting them for friends, neighbors, children, husbands, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, and etc. And you can always go over there. And you can always go over to www.msblueblast.com/cards, and you can read all the testimony. It's over 100 there, and you can go over there. And soon I'm going to do a show on the different ways that you can work with the deck. How cool is that? How cool is that? We'll do some shows on that because I just love it. I love energy. I love everything. So now. I'm going to do a show just for the deck. So if you want to make sure you have your deck, have your nice deck there, and be able to have that. So that's going to be coming up soon. Lots of great things coming up soon for you guys, and showing you how to be able to read energy with your deck, not only to read yourself with your deck, but to get clarity with your deck, all kinds of things we'll be doing. All right. So now, you guys, tonight, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to get ready to start talking about the show tonight, looking for the doppelganger. We're going to be working with this energy of the doppelganger tonight. And so tonight, instead of us dancing in the normal way that we would dance, I want us to get up. Everyone, wherever you are, I want you to get up. I see you over there at work. I know you can't dance, but guess what you can do? You can wiggle your toes and you can wiggle your fingers. You can do something. I see you over there laying in bed. You can get yourself up and everything. But you driving, we want you to keep driving. So for the rest of you guys, let me give a big shout out. Sister Manya is in the chat room, and so is Esther, you know, part of the those that help support me on a day-to-day basis, those two sisters. Want to send love out to them for hanging in there tonight with me as well, along with all of you guys too. So we're going to move around tonight, and we're going to do something a little different, because we're going to be talking about something tonight, probably in a way you may never have heard it. So I'm going to tell you what me and Brother Bilal say in the Kim Business class. Clear mind, pure heart. That's what's required to come with a clear mind and a pure heart. And just kind of be open. I want you to really, really just sit with the energy. And I want you to begin to listen and begin to feel and to get out your headspace. Because we get bombarded all day with our thoughts and thinking. And that's a good place to be, in your head. It's good to play around with that. But when you want to get down to some real, real spiritual work, occult, when you want to tap into that frequency, those higher frequencies, you got to come out of your head. Got to come out. I see all of you guys over there Googling doppelganger. I know y'all didn't know what that was. But that's okay. We're going to talk about it. It's cool. I'm glad. Because I know you guys are smart, but I need you to stop being smart right now. And I want you to just get yourself in a very, very comfortable position. And just allow your body, however it sees fit, to begin to do what it does. And I want you to feel that. This is going to be the energy that we need as we begin to talk about looking for the doppelganger. So, all right, you guys, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Or at least I think here we go. Yeah, here we go. I guess we can play a little baby blue first. A little baby blue never hurt anybody. All right.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will. Remember, nothing else moves you.
Okay. All right, you guys. Give me 1 second here. I believe we're ready to start moving our bodies. Give me 1 second. One second, you guys. Thank you for your patience. Y'all are just amazing. Just amazing. One day, we'll be there soon. All right, so here we go. You guys, I wanted you to hear that song, and I see those of you who could really, really connect with it, with the frequency and the vibration. And if you listen to the words, it's talking about being dead in the water, about seeing that reflection, about being able to find that part of yourself. We know water has a lot to do with feelings and emotions. And this is where this is. And if we cannot feel or connect with the water within us, we are dead. We're dead. You're literally dead. If you are not in any shape, form, or fashion, you cannot connect with your emotions, with your feelings. You're dead. You're dead in the water. You can't connect. And so this is a lot about what inspired me to talk about the doppelganger tonight, looking for the doppelganger. So we're going to talk about what the doppelganger is. I'll share with you guys some channels that I got about the doppelganger and why I felt it was important at this particular moment, time, space, to talk about this. The word doppelganger, it actually, when we look at the etymology of the word actually comes from Germany. It's a German word, the word doppelganger. Doppel, meaning double, and ganger, meaning goer. So this word doppelganger is not a new word. It's been in existence since the 1850s, around the 1850s, is when doppelganger started to come, particularly when it was coming out of the German culture. This was a word that was used a lot, quite frequently. And we're going to talk about why the word doppelganger was used so much. So what is a doppelganger? What is it? It's a lot of definitions out there that you can find in Webster in the dictionary, but in short, a doppelganger is a spirit double, a replica. And one of the myths that goes along with the doppelganger says that if you were to ever meet your doppelganger, meaning your double, that you would soon meet your death, that you would die. Much like the song, you would be dead in the water. Now, there's been several accounts, even here live on the Remix shows over the years, that people have called in, not a whole lot of times, but there's been several accounts that have actually been recorded live on the Remix where people have called in, where they have actually come in contact and connected with their doppelganger. I'm going to tell you about a couple of those stories, and then we're going to continue to talk about this here and talk about why it's important that we understand about what a doppelganger is and how this can impact us in this particular time. So a doppelganger is you. Let's say one day you get up, it's early in the morning, and you decide to go to the grocery store. And you got your shopping cart, and you're in the grocery store, and all of a sudden you look down the aisle, and you see you. You're like, damn, that's me. I'm looking at me. That's my doppelganger. Now, as the myths go when it comes to doppelganger, they say that what the doppelganger comes to do is really sort of like your alter ego. The doppelganger comes, and that's your alter ego. So whoever you are and sort of what the essence of you is about, your doppelganger would be the opposite of that. This is how it's portrayed a lot in a lot of animes. They talk about doppelgangers a lot in animes. A lot of times in children cartoons, they talk about it. And even some movies, you will see the doppelganger. But that's not the real meaning of a doppelganger. Tonight, we're going to get down to the real occult meaning, the esoteric meaning, the divine meaning of what the doppelganger is, and what to do when you see your doppelganger, and how to go find your doppelganger, and why it's important that you do figure this out. Now, there was an instance on the show, and you guys may remember this on the Remix, where a sister called in and said that there was something that happened to her and she just couldn't shake it. That one day she was driving in the car and it was her and her sister. They came to a four-way stop, and when they got to the four-way stop, she looked across and in a car, much like a car she wanted, there was herself staring back at her, a different hairstyle, looking right at her. She said it freaked her out so much that no one never spoke about it again, and she never knew what that was. She never knew. Now, I'll be honest with you guys. Until all of this information really came to me, I understood what the doppelganger was, much like what you guys are saying. So it's a part of us that exists in another reality, because we know past, the present, the future. It's all happening all at the same time. It's an alternate reality. They say everyone has a twin on the planet. So this is just your twin, you know, coming back to see you. But that's not what a doppelganger is. And I noticed that there's been several occasions in readings where people have said to me, these cases where they have met, seen, come in close contact of their doppelganger. They've met them. They've seen them and said, oh my goodness, Ms. Boo, what is this? I'm playing football and all of a sudden I walk past this guy and it's me. I see me walking the other way. Now, there is a movie that explains this to a T, and it's called Another Earth. Has anybody seen Another Earth? If you haven't, this movie came out, I believe, like in 2010. But that explains what a doppelganger is. So in this movie, Another Earth, what happens? There's a girl. She's about 17 years old, and her life is pretty much going pretty perfect, and she's having a good life, and she's celebrating. She's about to get ready to leave to go off to college. She hangs out with some friends. Of course, I'm speeding it up, and I won't spoil it for all of you who haven't seen it. But she goes out, gets in a car wreck, kills a man's wife and child, and ends up spending time in prison. Her whole life has changed. As with, we know that these decisions, things that happen in our life, can change our lives forever. Nothing is written in stone. I say this in reading. When I'm doing readings, and I don't care what kind of reading it is, nothing is written in stone. There's even shows that I've done where I have told you that you can even go back and change the past. It's been done. I've done it over and over again. You can change the past just as well as you can change things for the future. The whole purpose of getting readings is so that we can begin to craft your life. That's why I don't want to play the guessing game. Will I? Should I? No, we need to craft it, because there is a law on this planet that is stronger.
You now.
All right. Can you guys hear me? This is way too important for anything to stop this. So I'm just gonna use this, and we're just gonna keep going. So you guys can hear me? Oh my goodness. Hold on a minute. Okay, so where were we? All right, there we go. See, I just proved it. There is no law on the planet that is stronger than free will. Don't ever let anybody fool you with that. That is the strongest law on the planet, which is free will. And free will overrides everything. It trumps everything. It overrides it all. So now, I don't want to spoil the movie for you, but in this particular movie, well, I do kind of want to spoil it for you, but you can still go back and watch it, and you can get what you need to get out of it. In the movie, what happens is the girl wins a ticket to go to another Earth. It also gives her an opportunity to live another life. And throughout this course, when they discover this other Earth, they also discover that their doppelgangers exist on this other Earth. And so the question then becomes, is my doppelganger better than me? Here's what happens a lot of times. A lot of you are saying you've never met your doppelganger, but yes, you have. And let me tell you how you've met your doppelganger, because there's many different ways that the doppelganger can actually come to you. Here's one of the ways that we all have probably met our doppelganger at one point in our lives or another. If you've ever looked at something that someone was doing, and you felt a very strong sense of jealousy, envy, felt that should be you, why aren't you doing it? You should be in that place. That should be something you want. That's your doppelganger. That's your doppelganger. Many of you are dealing with situations right now in your life of a version of a doppelganger. I'm going to give you an example. You may have grown up in the same place as one of your best friends. Your best friend may have gone on to do their life work and be happy and living their life. And maybe there was something to sort of kind of take you off your path and take you off your course, so to speak, where you decided to take a path off of your higher course. I'm not talking about day-to-day course, your higher path. And then all of a sudden you run into that person and people say, oh, you guys both went to the same school. Oh, you guys went to the same college. Oh, you guys both did this. Oh, you guys both did this, but you ain't doing nothing, and this person is doing everything. That's your doppelganger. Often your doppelganger will come and show you a life that you know is what you need to be doing. So that's a lot of times how we can meet our doppelganger. But I don't want us to get too twisted in that definition about the doppelganger, because I want you guys to also understand that this word doppelganger has a more ancient history to it. It has a far greater ancient history to it. And that history that connects to the doppelganger is actually called the Ka. So in Kemet, it's called the Ka, the spirit. So when we say doppelganger, we're really talking about the spirit, your spirit, meeting your spirit, meeting your own divine spirit. So the question I begin to ask myself is, okay, so why do they depict this doppelganger as being sort of this haunting bad omen? Well, a lot of it has to do with just the European mindset and the separation of spirit, which that's changing for so many of us. That's changing all over the world. They took the ancestors and turned it into poltergeists. They took the Ka, the spirit, and turned it into a ghost. These are some of the things that we have to begin to take a look at. So that makes sense when we start to study about the doppelganger and how this came about. But here's one of the things that I knew, and this sort of came through spirit, about the doppelganger. The doppelganger happened, and the reason that they had to find a word for what this spirit was, because so many people was encountering had these encounterings during going back to the 1800s, particularly around the 1850s, they had to come up with a word for it because too many people were saying, hey, check this out. Guess what I've seen? I've seen myself. And the reason for that, what Spirit showed me, is that what was happening is because there were so many wars going on. If you take a look, there was probably no place on the planet that wasn't in war. So there were a lot of people leaving the planet. They were reincarnating back so fast that what they were actually seeing was themselves reincarnated in the future because they wasn't going to be able to live out their life. That's important to understand. They wasn't going to be able to live out their life. So to them, they meant whenever you seen that doppelganger, that meant that your life was going to be cut short for you. Because there was so much war going on the planet at that time. If you go through and you take a look at history, you will see between the 1800s, 1850, it was so many of them dying because of wars that were going on, not just in Germany, but all over the planet. So they had to come up with a word, and because they had stole all of our shit out of ancient Kemet, and if any of you have ever been to Europe, you will see that a lot of artifacts exist all throughout Europe, and particularly even in Germany. They had to find a word for what was going on for the people. They had to find a word. They had to find a word. It was too many accounts of people running into themselves, doing something completely different than what they were doing. That's how the word doppelganger came about. Now, let's fast forward to now because it's important for you to understand in this time why you need to really understand what the doppelganger is and what it means now. When you see your doppelganger now, the doppelganger now is not to tell you that you're going to be leaving soon or you're going to be dying. That's not what it is at all. Nothing at all like it was before. Before, that energy was on the planet because it was allowing people to see that they were about to transcend and leave and reincarnate and bring their ass right back. Now, when you see the doppelganger, this is a reminder more than ever that you need to be doing your purpose. And often when you see your doppelganger is going to be doing your purpose. Your doppelganger is going to show up in your face and do the shit that you ain't had the guts to do right now. Your doppelganger is going to present themselves to you in a way that you can't present yourself or that you've decided not to do based upon fear, which is one of the greatest things, but fear is also one of those things that help revolve the planet. One of the things that we're really, really good at humans, we're excellent at being sick, at being broke, at being lonely, at being in pain, at being sad. We are excellent for recognizing all of these things. We're excellent. As humans, we do this really well. The hardest thing for us to do as humans is to not do the same things over and over again. That's not working. We are really if we want to ever say we're masters at seeing something that doesn't work for us and keep doing it over and over again. That is the hardest thing for us to get out of. So now, I don't want you guys to get twisted about what a doppelganger is. It's not a twin. A doppelganger is not just someone who is a twin for you. That's not what a doppelganger is. A doppelganger is someone who carries the essence of you. And they are able to show you an alternate reality. Of yourself, of your life, and of everything that is going on. Of everything that we're going on. Some of you are trying to be other people's doppelgangers. Instead of trying to be your own. And this is why we can't get to our magnificence. Because we get stuck. We get stuck in trying to always search for something outside of ourselves rather than connect with that essence or that energy that's in us. The doppelgangers are here, and more of you are seeing them, whether you want to admit it or not. And they are here to show you. They're here to show you the couldas, the wouldas, and the shouldas. The goal is for you to be able to bring that wholeness to your spirit that eliminates the doppelganger. So the whole goal is to begin to look for the doppelganger within yourself. Within yourself. Find that part, that missing part of you, of where it is within yourself. And how you begin to do that? How do you begin to be looking for your doppelganger, but looking for your doppelganger within yourself? This is really for you to get out of your head, to constantly get out of your head and really find out what your divine purpose is. Find that divine purpose that lives within you and live it for real. For real. I went down to the college today with my son. And I see hundreds, thousands of young people who are spending so much money on doing things, their money, their parents' money, their own money, on things that they don't want to do. I look around in the conscious community and I see so many people wasting time on other people's doppelgangers instead of investing that time and that energy into themselves. Finding their true happiness within themselves, to live from that place of things that make them passionate. The true warriors are those who are passionate and that they're able to step out in their passion. those who are able to step out in their passion and do what they feel their spirit is calling them to do, to know that for real. We're searching and we're looking. We're learning. Yeah, we're learning. But we're searching and we're looking. And everybody is running into their doppelganger. And the doppelganger, too many times, is showing you a reality that could be yours. But you don't have the heart and the soul to connect with it. So the doppelgangers are here again for us. They're here again for us to remind us that this planet that we live on is a part of the human condition, but we are true spiritual beings. And that's the place that we truly should be living from, that we should be growing from, we should be inspired from. And really began to move into that place. So like I said, humans, we know how to be sick. We know how to be lonely. We know how to be broke. And we know how to be sad. We don't do being well, magnificent. We don't do that very well. And it's hard for us to get out of these patterns. So this is the time that there's a lot of doppelgangers around to really, really be that reflection for those who need to see it. But you also have spirit guides that are there to help you as well, too. They're not here to live your life, because the great thing about spirit guides is they are so committed to you. And the greatest willpower, the greatest law is willpower. And whenever you veer off the course of what you said you came back to the planet to do, the spirit guides are there to help whisper to you, to tell you, hey, this ain't what you said you wanted to do. Why are you over here doing this? That's not what you came back here for. You're supposed to be over here doing this. Why are you fooling with that? You know? Why are you focusing on lights, camera, action, if that be the case? Why are you focused on what he's doing or what she's doing? Why you focus on that? So that's the purpose of the spirit guides. The spirit guides are not here to live our lives, because they won't do that. But these are guides that you've made agreements with. And when you come back, they really kind of help you to do what you said you were going to do. But they will stay with you. I'm not so spiritual to tell you that your ass can't make a mistake, that you can't be on the wrong path, and you can't be doing some fucked up shit. Because you can. And not according to Miss Blue, but according to what you say you came back here to do. What you said that this was going to be for you, and this time, and this moment. So, I wanted to kind of bring that to you guys about the doppelganger. It's something to think about. It's something to flirt with for a minute. The doppelganger. And then think about your spirit guides, because everybody has them. What are they saying to you that you're not listening to and you're not hearing. Because they don't operate in fear. So your spirit guides ain't telling you no shit like be scared, be on alert, and be worried about. They don't operate there. That's not where they operate. Not at all. So, happiness is always a choice. It's always a choice. And you can choose it at any time. At any time. At any time. So now, I want to open up the phone line, 646-652-27. 11 is the number to call. I want you to press 1 when you get on the phone lines. And, of course, you can call in if you have any questions about your spirit guides or you want to get a reading. You want to talk about seeing your doppelganger. If you have, we would love to hear from you if you've gotten your doppelganger. I just wanted to put some things on you guys' mind tonight so for us to talk about that. Because we're in these times, you will start to see your doppelganger. You will. You will see them. If you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, chances are they're going to show you how to do it better than you could ever imagine. Free will. Nothing is written in stone. And so you can make a choice to not do what you came back here to do something completely different. You can choose to do something that goes against the essence, the core of who you are. You can do that. That's your choice. We're going to go to the phone lines now, calling in from area code 210. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Below. This is Calamar.
Greetings, Calamar.
Hi, I have a question about one of my spirit guides, the Celtic god, Lou. Can you tell me exactly some of the things that he's telling me, including, you know, maybe concerning my doppelganger?
Say that one more time, Calamar. I want to make sure that I heard you okay.
Okay, I'm curious because I have an ascended master, a spirit guide named Lou, L-U-G-H, from the Celtic side of the pantheon, and I want to know exactly what messages is he telling me, you know, as a spirit guide, and does this have anything to do with my doppelganger?
Well, two things. Here's what I want to tell you. If you know that that is your spirit guide and you cannot hear what he's telling you,
okay,
then I'm going to share with you what I know. That means that maybe you have not connected with him correctly. That's not who you're supposed to be connected with. I'm going to give you a clue. And I'll share this with you also. Spirit guides don't give a damn what you call them. That's some human shit. First of all, I want you to know that. They are not caught up in names. They're not caught up in titles. They're not caught up in none of that. And so when you begin to really try to lock a spirit into something that they're not about, you won't be able to hear them. They don't talk sort of telephonically like we're speaking. They speak more telepathic. And if you cannot hear them, then that means that you're not on the right path with how you're trying to connect with them.
Okay.
So here's one of the things I want to tell you, Calamar. Right now, for you, you have 10 ascended, not ascended masters, you have 10 spirit guides with you, 10 spirit guides around you. And whenever I see that 10 spirit guides around you, it tells me that you're always in a state of starting things over, new beginnings, new beginnings, new beginnings, new beginnings. It's like your whole life has been new beginnings. You start and then you get into a new beginning. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
So I want you to kind of expound on that for just a moment.
Okay.
Tell me about your new beginning.
Well, I feel like I'm ending one cycle, coming out of a lot of tragedy and a lot of heartache, and then entering like a new cycle where I'm putting that behind and I'm like leaning toward the future, and I'm trying to remain as possible on my path, because sometimes when I reflect on the past, I try not to get so deep in the past, but I know it has something to do with what's going on with me right now, and I'm trying to balance those particular issues out as I lean toward the future, and I don't feel like I'm at the place where I want to be, because I'll say this, I really don't want to like stay, you know,
right,
in this particular, you know, environment I'm in. I want to be able to move forward to, you know, other places that I was telling you about, and I feel like I'm stuck in. I'm not sure if I'm not sure what to do to get from this point to another point. I'm kind of
right.
Like lost from somewhere right there, and
right.
It seems like my you know, I just can't seem to end this cycle and really begin and move forward into, you know,
right,
and so, to the other frequency. I'm just stuck. I feel stuck.
Well, here's something, and thank you for sharing that, Kalimar. Here's one of the things. I want you to stop living in the past. And even if you think about the whole statement, I mean, the statement is almost one that we can sometimes laugh at, because
yeah.
You can never live in the past. You can't do it. Now, you can make
yeah.
a choice to be in the past, but you can never live in the past. Start
okay.
being present now. And this is what your spirit guides are saying to you, because they're all telling me right now. This is what they're saying. And I see a woman as one of your main spirit guides that's with you. She's a woman, and she has long hair, and she wears lots of gold jewelry, kind of a slender woman. And she wears lots of gold jewelry, and she has on sort of a pinkish gown, looks like a robe or a gown or something around her. You have to be present in the moment, because you're either in the future or you're in the past. And this is what's keeping you in this cycle of just always starting over. It's like you're never going anywhere. You take two steps forward, you start over again. You go backwards two steps, two steps forward, two steps backwards. And you get caught in this cycle. You have to be present in the moment. This is the only place that you can really hear your spirit. So you have to get out of your mind. Remember earlier I was talking about that. One of the great good exercises for getting out of your mind is just sit there and relax. When I want to get out of my mind, sometimes I think about butterflies, a whole slew of butterflies flying by, and I just visualize butterflies because I love them. That's going to instantly take you out of your mind and release that negative thought pattern that you have going on in this continuous cycle. And then I want you to drop down all the way to your third energy center right there, and just hold that energy there and focus on your breathing.
Okay.
Pull away. Do something that's fun, you know. Go to the park, you know, just get out and do something fun. Go to the park, you know, go sit down and watch a movie or just have fun. Because your spirit guides are telling me that you don't allow yourself the opportunity to have fun. And when you say your spiritual work has become work for you, you've missed the point.
True.
You've missed the point. So put all of that stuff aside. Put it all aside and focus on being present. 100% present in the moment, not thinking about the future and not thinking about the past, but being 100% present. That's the hardest place for us to exist, but it is the only place where spirit can truly speak to you and not your ego, not your conscious mind, not any of that.
Okay.
All right? And get to working with those spirit guides and leave that other ascended master. Let him go on his way because he doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to be there.
Okay.
You brought him to you and he doesn't want to be there. Let him go. Let him go.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So peace and love to you. And thanks for calling in. Peace and love, Kali Mar. It's good to hear from you.
Peace and love to you, Blue. Nice to talk to you. Thank you very much.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Oh, wow. Look how many of you guys on the phone. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. This is Jay. What's up?
All right. Greetings to you, Jay Wood.
Hi.
Jay Wood from Ohio. Greetings, Jay Wood. What's your question tonight?
My question is about the spirit guide. Like, who, like, how do you get in contact with your spirit guide? Like, how do, like, who, like, that's what I'm trying to get in. Like, I'm trying to get in contact with my spirit guide, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what have you done so far, Jay Wood, to get in touch with your spirit guide?
I don't even know. I do a lot of things, so I've been trying to just listen and pay attention. So that's what I've been trying to do.
You've been trying to listen and pay attention. So let me ask you a question, because I see about 11 spirit guides that are around you. And when I see 11 spirit guides, that tells me that you're lucky. Do you consider yourself to be kind of lucky?
Very lucky.
So tell us about some of your lucky things.
I got in a wreck, and then the sign went into the windshield and hit me in my face about not too long ago. So I was lucky. I didn't hurt anybody. Nobody got hurt.
Right.
I've been in a few situations where I shouldn't have been into. You know, somebody pulled a gun on me before, and the gun didn't go off. And they tried to shoot me the whole entire time. So
yes, your spirit guides are there, and you have about 11 of them. And so the number one thing that they're telling me, Jay Wood, of why you're having a hard time connecting with your spirit guides is because you don't listen. You don't listen for them. You're constantly allowing your conscious mind to take over. So you don't get into the place of stillness and just that place of quietness and listen. You still with me, Jay Wood?
I'm still here, yeah.
Yeah. So one of the main things that you want to do to connect with your spirit guides is just be open to connect with them. But remember, they're not here to live your life for you. They're not here to make decisions for you. That's not what they do. They will support you in all your goodness and all your foolishness. but they will sort of drop you little hints and say, Jay Wood, and they've spoken to you, you don't listen to them. So when they say, Jay Wood, you shouldn't do that, you ignore that and you go do it. So they've been speaking to you. When they say, Jay Wood, you know you shouldn't be driving and you know you've been doing some other things, you did it anyway. Right?
That's true. That is true.
Yeah. So they said they speak to you all the time. You don't listen to them. So the thing I want to start telling you to do is to listen, Daywood. Listen. Just listen. Give yourself an opportunity when you are in a questionable situation of whether you should do something, give it 24 hours. It used to be a show on HGTV called Let's Sleep on It. And for major decisions or things that could be life-changing, you need to sleep on it first before you jump out there and just make a decision. But they're there. All of your luckiness is there. And your spirit guides are there working with you, helping you so you can continuously get to your path. But you have to decide that. That's not anything that people can do. You can take a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. That's an inside joke, you guys, with me and Jay Wood. So, start listening to those things. So, and I'm going to tell you some ways that you can begin to hear them. You may hear it through a song. You may hear it through what's called a kleon. Like, you know, you may be thinking, should I go do this or should I go do that, and go in the grocery store, and two people in front of you could be talking about something that answers the question to what you have going on.
Right.
You may cut on the radio and you may hear, don't go, don't go, don't go, don't go. And what are you doing? You still going. Spirit is sending messages through all kinds of mediums and you're still not listening. So these are some of the things to begin to heighten your awareness to. You may cut on the television. And a commercial may come on that shows you. This, when we start talking about signs and symbols, these are some of the easiest mediums that spirit use to communicate messages to people.
Yeah.
So you got to
yeah.
know that. All right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You got it, Jay Wood.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I think it's me, Chelsea, calling from Virginia, the DMV.
Oh. Hey, Chelsea.
Hi, Miss Blue.
How are you?
I'm good. I called in because, okay, the song definitely resonated with me. I can't even explain. I felt it. And then when you're starting to talk about the doppelgangers and how they'll present themselves and, you know, I adjusted myself to look outside the window, and then a flash of lightning hit. And so it was like a flash of lightning. It was like, boom.
Beautiful. Well, good. That's great, Chelsea. That's great. Do you have a question? And I want to thank you for sharing that. Very powerful. Yeah.
Do I have a question? Yeah, I have a question.
You in?
Yes. What the appendix and just metaphysical, like, I mean, I know every organ relates to something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just was recently hospitalized because my appendix ruptured and I'm waiting to get surgery supposedly to get it taken out, removed.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, how is that relating to me overall?
Well, I'll tell you, the appendix has to do with fear.
Mm.
Has to do with fear. And not just any kind of fear, but the fear of living your true, authentic self. The fear of getting down to, I can even see why this show just resonated with you, because it's about the fear of just, you know, of being able to just fully live life.
Yeah.
The energy that resonates with the appendix, what happens is when we have positive and negative energy that flows through all of our organs and all of our body. And what happens is the negative energy that the appendix kind of pulls, you can think of it sort of like a magnet. It pulls the energy of blocking goodness.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it does. So it's blocking the flow of your goodness. So it's almost like a part of you that says that Chelsea doesn't deserve any goodness in her life. So those two got together, the fear of just living your authentic self, and that block, and it exploded because it couldn't take it anymore. Because usually what happens over the course of our human life, we have negative and positive energy flowing through that, the appendix. And so it filters it out and it kind of balances itself out. But this was an influx of negative energy that's coming in. So there's a couple of things that I want you to begin to work with, and that's going to be your first energy center.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to work with your root chakra.
Okay.
I want you to begin to work with this energy, you know, really incorporate the color red around you, because that frequency, that vibration is about grounding. And red is also about beginnings, about new beginnings. And you need to step back out of this old story that you have and get yourself a new story.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that you've had a hard problem with is feeling safe in life. You've been in too many situations where you have not felt safe. And so that ability of being able to say, this is where I live, this is where I lay my head, this is where I rest, and I can feel safe that when I get up in the morning, I will come back here, and this will be the place I stay, has not been there for you.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
So I want you to begin. I'm going to give you sort of a magical statement, which is kind of like an antidote for you to begin to work with and take this vibration in. Matter of fact, you can play the song Dead in the Water and actually use that particular energy to kind of just kind of pull that energy in. And that is, I am safe.
Mm-hmm.
I relax and I let life flow joyously.
Okay. Boom.
I am safe. I relax and let life flow joyously.
Joyously.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 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 yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I want you to add this to that.
Okay.
I release all fears. As I continue to heal in divine light.
And I want you to work with that. You know, magical statements are best when you say them in sets of three times a day. Three times a day or as much as needed. So keep it with you. Keep it in your pocket. Keep it in your car. You know, just keep it with you. I want you to begin to start doing that. I want you to begin to do that. And then I want you to begin to take gold light and I want you to bring it into the area of your abdomen, of where your abdomen is, your appendix is, in that area of your appendix. I want you to bring gold light in. You can even see this gold light when you're outside, when you go outside, or even when you're taking a shower. I want you to visualize gold light going into that area the whole time and keep working with that.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, let me know how you're doing. And peace and love, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I will let you know.
All right.
All right. Bye, everybody.
All right, Chelsea, thanks so much for calling in. Oh, wow, you guys. What an amazing share here tonight. We started out and still working with the Doppler. So now, I'm not going to teach you guys out of a dance. So here's what I want everybody to do. We're going to take a second here, and we are going to dance. Okay? All right, so I want everybody to get themselves up, and let's dance a little bit. I love this song. It really speaks to everything that we're talking about here tonight, and it speaks to everything that we're talking about here tonight as well, too. So here we go, and it's on my playlist, you guys, so I love this.
Need you to be close. Will you go a part of?
All right, you guys, that was Give It Back right there. Give It Back, a definite throwback for you guys. Welcome to The Remix. We're talking about doppelgangers, spirit guides, and all kinds of good things here. It's so good to be in the house with all of you guys out there. I see so many of you still up. This is really, really cool. We're going to keep going to the phone line. So calling in next, it looks like from area code 770. You're live in The Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings.
Hi, Miss Blue. It's Laura calling from Georgia. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Laura. How are you?
Good.
You had a question, Laura?
I was just calling about the spirit guides and the doppelgangers. I know when you were talking about the signs and symbols, I've been noticing different things lately. I was listening to the show, and I can't remember which one it is now, but I think you were talking about connecting with the feline energies. Like I said, I can't remember which one it was, but and like mm-hmm. the next day when I came home, there's a lot of like a couple stray cats that live out here in my complex. There's a white one, there's a white and black one, there's two white and black ones, and then there's an all black one.
Yeah.
So one day when I was coming home, one of them was laying right underneath my window when I came to open up my door, like on the ground. And he was just curled up in a ball and just looking at me, but really peaceful. And so that was the first time it ever really happened. And so that was something that I just kind of paid attention to. So, I mean, I've been just getting different signs and stuff.
Beautiful.
But, yeah, I'm just really excited to hear what you have to say for me today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, is there something in particular that you want to talk about? It looks like you're getting some signs, and that's really, really good. If you want to, you know, did you want to know about the spirit guides that are around you?
Yes, that would be good.
That
would be good. I mean, I've been wondering about different things. I mean, like my parents are both deceased, and so I wonder, you know, about like connecting with them one day possibly, and different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think at this, I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say different things, you know, I struggle with wanting that advice from them. So
right.
I wonder how are they kind of trying to connect with me sometimes that I may not be paying attention
listening.
To sometimes or something.
Yeah. Well, a beautiful thing, and one of the most wonderful things that you can do is to actually set up an altar for your parents. An altar up for your parents. And what you can do, one of the great things is you can go back in the archives, and there is a show that's on there that tells you exactly how to set up an altar. But you can do something really, really simple. It doesn't have to be a grandiose altar that you set up, but you can have pictures of them, because I'm already looking around in your sacred space. And you do have some things of your parents around your home. So I want you to begin to just think about that they are around you. Your mother is around you and your father is around you. Both of them are around you. And so if you have things that belong to them or even pictures of them, and even if you don't, because I see that some of the things that have happened to you, that a lot of things got misplaced and lost and lost, I guess is the best word to use for a lot of things that kind of meant things for you. At this particular time, what I see is that you have four spirit guides around you. And whenever I see that there are four spirit guides around you, this is about you trying to build a solid foundation.
Mm-hmm.
A
solid foundation. And this is one of the things that you also struggle with, Laura. Where you kind of fall short is in your planning stage. You mean well when you want to do these things you want to do, but your planning kind of sucks. And so these things kind of fall through. And this is where the spirit guides can actually begin to help you. I want to talk about your parents because that's going to be a little different than your spirit guides that are with you. And those are definitely going to be sort of your divine ancestors that are connected with you. Of course your mother is with you. Of course your father is with you. And you can talk to them anytime that you want. Just like we're having a conversation here, you can have a conversation for them. So you can take a nightstand or some very sacred space within your apartment where you're staying and maybe put some fresh flowers there. You can maybe have some of the things that are very much connected to you. And you can have all of these things right there so that they can connect, you can connect with them. And then give them some energy and some attention. You can ask them to show up in your dreams, which they have shown up in your dreams. And so these things of asking them to show up in your dreams and asking questions, you can do that as well, too. But you have four spirit guides that are here really helping you stabilize a lot of situations in your life. There's been times that you needed to get some stability in your life, and they really have been very instrumental with helping you with structure and planning and all of those things. And really just getting a solid foundation.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. And, yeah, of course your parents are with you. And, they're around you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about you and authority.
Me and authority? I think I do okay with authority. For the most part, I've been an entrepreneur for a while. So...
That way, but I mean, who's close to you that's like a security guard, a police officer? What is your connection with someone in authority?
No one that I can think of that I'm close to.
So you don't know anyone that is. That just came up. So, yeah.
Well, I will. My dad used to be a security guard at our church when I was growing up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I see this older gentleman standing in, it looks like a security outfit.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It looks like some sort of security, something security, authority. You know, I could tell it's someone who has this authority. Well, your father is very close by to you.
Okay.
Very close by around you. And I can tell you that sometimes you do worry about your own protection and security. And so I know he's very instrumental in helping protect you.
Yes, he is.
Very
yes, he
instrumental
is.
In that. And he said there is something that just happened maybe about 3 or 4 months ago. That was him.
Okay. Okay.
When you say okay, what does that mean?
I'm trying to think back. I'm trying to think back. I mean, you know, stuff happens, and like I said, something might have happened that I may not have paid a lot of attention to.
Yeah, well, just kind of make a note to yourself. I'm sure it will come up. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Miss Blue.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Hold the line.
Thanks. Peace and love. Thanks.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 573, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Davina.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Davina?
Okay, greetings, Davina.
Oh, okay. Surprised I got in so quick. I had an incident when I was 4 years old, and it was like a life-changing event for me. And it was when me and my brother and my sister were taken away from our mother. And I always remember that something told me to open up the door, which I did. I opened up the door to the, they call it CSD, you know, Child Services Division. My sister had told me not to, but something told me to. And I opened it up, and it's like I blamed myself for that because
right.
That was like the day we got separated from my mother, like permanently. But I knew it was something I had to do, which is another weird thing. I was just wondering if that was my spirit guide.
Telling you to open up the door?
Yes.
Say that again. You kind of faded out.
Okay. Yes. I was wondering if that had been my spirit guide telling me to open up the door. Because I knew that I reflected on it a lot, and I think that my path had changed from that point on.
Yeah, and you know, that could be very, very difficult, you know, at 4 years old and having that. Here's a couple of things that I want you to know, and I know it was very, very difficult at that particular time being separated from your mother and having to go through the things that you did. Have you ever kind of flirted with the idea of what would have happened had you not opened that door? Because it was a lot of things going on at that time with your mother, with the family, and everything.
Yes, I've had reflected on that since I've grown up, and yeah, I know my life would have been different, probably not the best, and that's one thing, you know, my dad ended up raising me, and he was hard, he was a hard man, but I know my mother couldn't have made me as strong as he has.
Well, and here's a couple ways that you can begin to look at this. It's not so much that your mother couldn't have made you as strong. Your mother had given you everything that she was able to give you at that time. Everything. And so opening that door, here's two things that I want you to begin to look at. You opening the door was your destiny. And let me tell you why I say that. Because had that situation not have happened to you, and I know that it's very difficult to understand or to be able to conceive what would have happened, but if you hadn't have opened that door, you might not even have been here to tell us the story about you opening
right.
the door. But you know that.
Right.
You know that. And so you have to begin to let go of that guilt because it is something that is holding you back. You know, like the song that was playing that was saying, give it back. You got to give it back. You got to go get yourself back. It's a couple of things that I want you to begin to do over the next 23 days so that you can release this energy from yourself. Because on the higher level, all of these things were things that was a part of the faith. Now, you had free will. And even at 4 years old, you were able to operate from your higher self. You didn't understand that as a child, but from your higher self, you understood that. So that's why in your mind, you can't keep thinking, what made you open the door? Your higher self knew that this was going to be what you would have wanted, what you wanted for yourself, in order for you to continuously get into the work that you came back here to do.
Okay.
All right. And so then, can you take me off speaker?
Yes, yes. Sorry for that. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right, here we are.
All right. Here's what I want you to do, because you are going to need to do some really inner work to really begin to just kind of heal this energy and pull this energy up. Over the course of the next 23 days, I want you to take yourself into a meditation every single one of these days for the next 23 days. I want you to visualize a garden, a park, and there can be no people in the park. It must be summer or springtime. And I want you, if you want to have any kind of animals there, only butterflies can be there. Butterflies represent transformation. You must have water, lots of sun. You can have as much flowers as you want. If you cannot come up with a visualization of this yourself, and it becomes very difficult for you to imagine this, I want you to Google Thomas Kincaid. Thomas Kincaid is an artist. He, not too long ago, recently made his transition, but he does some amazing artwork, and I've talked about him on the show before, and I actually own some of his original pieces that were signed. He's done a lot of the Disney collection because a lot of magical energy exists there, but he also does garden pictures. And you can visualize and go online and see one of those gardens, and I want you to begin to hold that image in your mind and then take yourself into the garden. You can have a bench there for you to sit down, but I want you to greet yourself at 4 years old.
Okay.
Spend some time with yourself at 4 years old. This could be very challenging. I give this exercise out a lot. I give it out in some of the sessions that I do, and I've given it out to people before, and every single one of them has major breakthroughs by going through it. Clear heart, clear mind, pure heart is all is needed. When you go in, it's going to be a little tough for you. It's going to be challenging. I don't care what you're doing at 4 years old. You may cry. You constantly tell yourself you are safe, you are love, you can accomplish anything that you need, anything that you want, desire, you have it, you make solid decisions, and that you can trust yourself. That's the conversation. No talk about what happened, no talk about opening the door. If you at 4 years old want to start talking about opening the door, change the subject. Do not talk about it.
Okay.
Stay there for no longer than 4 minutes. When you get ready to leave, I want you, before you get ready to leave, I want you to say goodbye, say you are safe, you are loved, and you have everything that you need. Do not make a promise that you will be back. Don't promise that to yourself at four. I want you to do that. For 10 days, I want you to visit yourself at 4. And then I want you to visit yourself again at 19 because Spirit is showing me this is another major point in your life. So then for the other days, I want you to go back when you were 19 and visit yourself at 19 years old until you get to 23 days. Now, every time that you come out of these meditations, I want you to sit down and I want you to begin to journal whatever comes to you. So you'll go into what's called you'll go into free writing, or you'll start to channel through your writing. So I want you to just sit for a minute and just write whatever comes to you. I don't care if it has nothing to do with the meditation of you coming out of that with yourself. I want you to sit down and I want you to begin to start writing.
Okay.
On your 24th day, I want you to send me an email and tell me what kind of breakthrough you had. Or definitely call us back in the show.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Miss Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 573. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 573? We'll come back. Calling in from area code 317. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Denisis. I'm calling from... Hello?
Yes, who's on
Hello?
The line?
Yes, hi, this is Denisis. I'd like a reading from you.
Okay, a reading on...
Whatever it is you pick up.
I'm sorry?
What it is you pick up from my energy.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell me, because we have a lot of people on the lines, is there a particular area you want me to take a look at?
Oh, I see.
Whichever
you see one pops at it, I see. Whichever thing that pops out first at you.
You said whatever.
Hello?
You're coming in a little slurred. So I'm trying to
slurred?
Slurred.
Okay.
You know, like
okay.
Yeah, like you're half asleep, like we can't hear you. Slurred.
I see. I said anything that comes to you first. The first thing that comes to you from my energy.
Okay. Well, what was your name again?
Denisis.
I couldn't hear the first part.
Denisis, that's my tag. Like Miss Blue, Denisis, that's my tag.
Denisis?
C-E-N-I-S-I-S. I'm picking up a lot of things from you. Yes, exactly.
You're picking, well, I don't know what you're actually picking up from me because I can't, you're not coming in clear. So I already know what that means for me. That means a lot of different things. But here's what I will tell you. You can call in if you want to get a reading. But I'll tell you one thing I don't deal with. I don't really play games with people. So if you really want a reading, then you can get one. But if you're calling in because you want some, you got a whole lot of other things going on, which you do, then that's not something I'm really interested in. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see, too.
I really want a reading.
Yeah. That's always best. That's always best. I can't hear you. Yeah, we don't have time for that tonight. Not tonight. So we're going to go to the next caller. We're going to go to the next caller here. Wow. It's late, you guys, but we're live in the remix. And let's see. Calling in from area code 615, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. I'm sure she'll call back. 615?
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Aaron from Tennessee.
Greetings to you.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, well, I was just calling. I've always enjoyed the show. I don't really have a specific question, but I do remember on a past show that you had I can't even think of the guy's name, but somebody had called and mentioned ringing in the ears.
Mm-hmm.
Meant that somebody was trying to, like maybe ancestors or something was trying to communicate with you. And I just feel in my life right now that, you know, I'm searching for something. I'm doing different things. I'm trying to meditate. I'm trying to work with crystals. I'm, you know, doing different things. Mm-hmm. But I haven't seemed to make a breakthrough on those things. And I think the biggest thing it might be with my subconscious.
I would agree with you. Here's a couple of things for you to keep in mind. And I had said this to an earlier caller, too. And sometimes it's a little difficult because we want to stay so much in our head, you see. We want to constantly be thinking. And that's just not where your spirit is. It's not in your head. That's not where it is. And it's in your spirit. And so for you, as with a lot of people as well, you really can sense things. And so a lot of times you get things, you pull energy in through your feelings and your emotions. And it's not going to be as clear as maybe seeing something. But for you, it's going to be more about what you feel. And I want you to think back to more of things that's happened to you in your life when you knew that it was dead on, when you knew 100%, like, damn, I knew that was it. It was a feeling that you got. It wasn't anything you heard. It wasn't anything that you've seen. And so what you're doing right now is what I call you're bombarding yourself with more signs and more symbols and all of these different things. That's not going to work for you. So the best thing for you to do is definitely, and this is one of the things that RZA from the Wu-Tang, I had put this up on Facebook. For him, he really takes in his energy. A best place where he does his best channeling, where he connects with his energy, is in the bathtub. And that's the case for your energy too. The bathtub is going to be a very magical place for you. You can get into the bathtub, play some music, and just relax and allow your feelings to come in. And then just kind of sit with what you're feeling as opposed to what you're thinking.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, yeah, because I understand what you're saying, but I just keep on thinking about something my girlfriend always says. She says you don't have enough trust. You have trust issues with everybody and everything. So I guess I'm just going to have to get in the bathtub and kind of let those things kind of go.
Yeah, you know, trust issues, I can see that. Very smart girlfriend there. I can see that with your trust issues. And you do have trust issues. One thing that I would say is that you trust yourself so much. You trust yourself so much that you literally think that what your mind is telling you is right. You don't have trust issues with yourself, but you do have trust issues with other people. So you want to kind of get out your headspace some so that you can connect with spirit. And then the first thing that you have to do is really let go of any expectation. You know, don't go in with an agenda. Just go in to be. That's one of the most powerful positions that we can be in. And it's really the feminine energy because you're in complete receiving mode. Complete receiving. And you're just open. But the bathtub will open you right on up. The bathtub will open you right on up. And for you, I also see, you know, interesting enough, I see 10 spirit guides around you, too. So that tells me that your life has been a path of beginnings as well, too, that you've been doing a lot of starting over, beginning, starting over, beginning, starting over. And that can be a good thing. I know that it has been most challenging for you as well, too. So your spirit guides are there, and they are attempting to communicate with you. Again, you got to be able to listen. You got to be able to hear them. And unfortunately, what we do so much is stay in our head, and we can't hear in our head.
Okay.
That's not where it's coming. Yeah. So get in the bathtub. Get you a nice bath, you know. Put you on some music and relax yourself. And I'm sure you'll be able to definitely get tapped in. You will.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. Thanks for listening.
All right.
We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 203. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and greetings to you, Ms. Blue. This is Dakita. I'm calling in from Connecticut.
Okay. Greetings to you from Connecticut.
My question tonight is, I'm also experiencing an earache, and I'm not sure if my spirit guide is talking to me and I'm not listening, so I'm getting pain. But I would like to know about my spirit guides.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, let me tell you when it comes to earaches, and this is why sometimes y'all are going to laugh about this. This is even why babies get earaches. That means somebody saying some shit you don't want to hear. Y'all didn't know that. Do you have a baby with a whole lot of earaches? That baby is don't want to hear what you have to say. So, yeah, the earache, you know, because the ear, you know, has a lot to do with that. But I'll tell you. In a nutshell, we can take a look at this and tell you exactly what's going on. The ear also holds a lot of anger, believe it or not. The ear has the capability to hold that frequency of anger that's there, but it's really about not wanting to hear. Somebody is definitely speaking, and you don't want to hear what the hell they have to say. This has a lot to do with a lot of turmoil that has been going on in your life over the last 12 months, actually the last year. A lot of the things, ups and downs that you've been going through over the last year, this is what this is about. This is where this ear aching is coming in at. And is it your right ear?
No, my left ear.
Left. It's the left. Yep. Okay. It's the left ear. Your left ear. Now, your left side, I want you to begin to think about this. Has a lot to do with what we can consider the masculine side. And so this has to do with the man in your life. This has to do with that issue of those turmoils that you've been going through with the man in your life. Yeah, there's the sigh. There's the sigh. Yes, Ms. Blue, you're right. Damn it.
Every time I talk to you, Ms. Blue, you always blow me out. Get you out.
It's the man in your life.
I try to talk about something else, and you always bring it back there. Okay.
Well, because that's where it is. That's where it is. I want to talk about your spirit guides that are around you, but before that, I want to tell you this. Right now, I see the color blue that is around you, and it's almost like a navy color blue. And it's real interesting where this blue shows up. And so I want to tell you this, that whenever you have to make a major decision here's something that I want you to take into consideration. You need to take about 3 to 7 days to make a decision before you do. A couple of things that's happening with you. Either you're making them too fast without thinking, or you're taking too long and you're overthinking.
I take too long and I overthink.
Mm-hmm. 3 to 7 days and you need to make a decision. And it's a deep, deep color of navy blue. So I want you to kind of balance that energy out with red. Okay, red is also going to help you enter into a state of new beginnings, speed your energy up for you, get you to move faster. You know, colors give off frequencies, vibration, and these type of things, and all of that's going to be there for you. So I want you to begin to work with that color of navy blue and to be working with that. And when it comes to making a major decision, 3 to 7 days after that, you know, make a decision between that time frame. You're going to do yourself well.
Okay.
So understand about that. For your earache, there's a couple of things that you can actually get. One, once you come to grips with a lot of realization that earache is going to move away, it's actually going to go away. And really just say that you're open to hearing all that is good and loving and kind in your life that you only hear. Because too much of what's going on for you is that you're not hearing that. You're hearing sort of the negative side of that. It's almost like a broken record playing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And you are picking up that lower frequency. As far as your spirit guides, you have 8 spirit guides around you. And so that is a really, really good thing for 8. Whenever I do see 8 spirit guides that are around you, it has a lot to do with helping you really get your self-esteem back and really empowering you. When I see the number 8, particularly spirit guides, they are coming to help empower you because in your life right now you feel like you're so disempowered. You know, I almost see you walking hunched over, you know, like you've been defeated, like it's just everything is over for you. And so mm-hmm. your spirit guides are there. You definitely need to tap into them. And in one in particular is a man. He looks like he's a very, very chocolate brother.
Miss Bloom,
and
I want to know if this is the person that I've been dreaming because I think from in 2002 when I gave birth to my twins, mm-hmm. I've seen him, I think, if it's
well,
him.
Well, let me describe him. Very, very chocolate man. It looks like he has a bald head, and he's wearing sort of like a robe, almost like a linen robe, which is like a priest robe. Now, I'll tell you something. A lot of times our spirit guides will come back from different eras and different time periods with us. There are either periods where we have reincarnated in at that particular time and they've connected with us, our spirit guides, or these are going to be some spirit guides that are coming to really kind of bring you a message. But this brother definitely has been a part of a priesthood at one particular time. He's a very, very, he comes back from more of an ancient time period that he's been working with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yes.
Okay.
Mhm. Mhm.
Because so, I've seen this chocolate brother that you're talking about in my sleep. Because at that time when I really felt as though all hope was lost and whatever, is like he visited me in my dream, and he started dancing with me. And after mm-hmm. when my spirit started to pick up and I started dancing, he was like, "You feel better now," and then he left.
Mm. Mm. Here's what I want you to definitely check out. Take a look and do some research. And I want you to begin to start. He looks like he's pretty ancient, and he's going to be coming out of West Africa. I want you to look back in ancient times in West Africa. He has a robe on, and a lot of times that indicates he was a part of a priesthood, of course, They may have called it something different, but look during that particular time period. Do some research there. You know, you want to kind of build a connection with him, give him a name, because he's already connected with you. And because he's already connected with you, and you've already seen him, and now I've been here to verify it, start to work with him. Because he has some very powerful lessons to help you with empowering yourself. And a lot of times spirits will come in and they will dance with you. This is a way that they will awaken power with you. I know for me and Michael Jackson danced a lot. We did a lot of dancing together. And so this is one of the ways that they actually sort of come to help. It's sort of bridging the two energies together of really bringing you two together, forming that sacred union or that relationship with your spirit guides, which is much different, of course, with a physical relationship. But I want you to begin to connect with him because he is there, and I just told you who he was. So beautiful confirmation for you. Yes. Well, beautiful. So, yes, so you have 8 spirit guides, and he's kind of leading the pack there. And usually when the one that usually is the one up front, it's going to be the one that has more of the ancient records or the ones that sometimes have made contact with you. So, you know, connect with him. Tell him to come to your dreams tonight, you know, and listen.
Is that the one that I hear? Because I hear a man's voice at certain times. Is that him? Because sometimes it's like he's yelling.
Well, typically our spirit guides don't yell at us unless you're getting ready to do some real stupid shit. Now, sometimes they will, but for the most part, they really don't react to a lot of this human stuff this way.
Okay.
But I could see, because you've done some pretty...
Oh, yes. Not to mention, Ms. Boo, please.
Yes, I won't say it. But, yeah, I could see them yelling at you from time to time. But most of the time, they are not going to be yelling. And this is why it's difficult sometimes for us to connect with them because they do recognize sometimes they have to kind of jerk you a little bit. But, yeah. So that's what you want to begin to do and to work with those things. You know, if your ear continues to bother you, you know, you can get some sweet oil to kind of do the same thing they do with babies and begin to kind of nurture it from there and kind of take a holistic way of being able to take a look. But it should clear up because we know what the problem is now.
Thank you very much, Ms. Boo, from the bottom of my heart.
You're welcome. Ethan loves you, and come back and let us know more stories about him, what he has to say.
Okay. Peace and love to you, Ms. Boo. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Beautiful. Bye. We're going to go to an international caller calling in. It looks like 011403. Peace and greetings.
Hello.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hey, Miss Blue, this is That's What's Up, and I'm calling from Canada.
All right, That's What's Up.
Okay, so you ready for my question?
Yes, That's What's Up.
All right. Thanks for letting me close out that show the other week when I got cut off.
We both got cut off. Yes, everybody
did. You know what?
Did.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was fun. That was kind of interesting, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the question is, I'm reverting back to that same question that I was going to ask on that day, and it was for myself, how wild, intuitive, and free should I be to manifest my most amazing dreams, or how pragmatic should I be? So from 1 to 10, 10 being very wild, you know, I kind of think of like Brother Panic when I think that wild, and then the other one is pragmatic, because I mean, I have some psychic and intuitive, I have that side of me. And then lately, you know, as far as my earthly endeavors, you know, I've been very pragmatic this last, you know, many months in order to just grind away at the physical things that I'm trying to achieve. So something tells me that if I'm more wild and intuitive, it's fun for me, and that I'll have more ability to kind of manifest those physical things quicker. So I just want to get some confirmation or some awareness from yourself on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's one of the things I'll tell you. One, there is no, like, 1 to 10. There's no such scale like that. That does exist.
You're not
saying
that.
I hate that you held this question for so long to get that answer, but that's the truth. The other thing is, when it comes to, and I want to talk about this, you actually bring up a very good point, about manifesting something in this physical reality. First of all, it's possible for all of us to do. How do we know? Because your ass is here. You were manifested in this physical reality. Your mother and father got together, and they manifest you. So you have the ability to manifest things into this physical reality. A part of that is a part of your word. There is a point where they two shall come together. They have to. There's no separation in what your human life is and then what your spiritual life is. No, 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 no. You know, that has got to be consciousness going bad. This is where these two lives are supposed to both merge themselves together, almost like driving down the highway where there's two lanes and all of a sudden they merge into one. That's the goal. The goal is not to sort of kind of have, you know, you way over here and the other you way over there. I mean, we get it. There are things that we have to do into this physical reality, but that's what this whole show was about, the doppelganger. That's what this whole show was about, to let you know that you have to begin to connect yourself with what you feel your divine purpose is. You know, you're in being intuitive, having these psychic abilities. It is 2013, and everybody can do that shit. This is why it behooves me for somebody to think that they're doing something or they're coming on and they're the only ones that can do it, or, you know, you have to kind of do it this way, or they know more than you know. That's no. Because the only person that you should be, we all should be excellent readers for ourselves. And everything that my work is about is to help you, show you how you can do this for yourself. So do Miss Blue believe that you're highly intuitive? Your ass just better be. You just better be. Yes, do I believe that you can actually that you can actually manifest things in this physical reality? You better be able to. Of course. You're manifesting things now, whether you know it or not. I'm going to give you something that you can begin to take away with you so that you can really, really hold on to this and really kind of get yourself. I seen something instantly when I got ready to call to click the number to bring you on, and I seen you standing, and I've seen the color violet underneath your feet. Whenever I see this color violet and it's underneath a person's foot, the way it is in front of you, it means that you have got to learn how to live without guilt. So you want to know what's stopping you from achieving your heart's desire? Is that you can't do it without guilt, which means that somewhere in your plan, you got some real twisted shit, because why would you have guilt about living your life purpose?
That's deep.
So.
Wow. You gave me something.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You know,
you gave
purple
me something.
Is,
all right.
You know, violet is underneath your feet. And so here's what I want you to do is I want you to begin, I want you to begin to work with the color orange and to keep the color orange around you. And the reason I want you to work with the color orange is because orange is an excellent color for clearing. Clearing. And that's what you got to get out of you. You got to clear your guilt. Because you shouldn't be doing anything that you can't lay down at night and close your eyes and rest. Not when it comes to your life purpose. No. That should be guilt-free for you. How could it be your divine purpose if you got to carry guilt with it?
Hmm. I think it's because I'm in such a rush.
Right. You're in a rush because you feel guilty about how you're trying to achieve it. And so here's what I tell you, if you're hearing these words, and I know you are, stop it. Because what it's doing, it's causing you to go backwards. You're not going forward. You're going to get stuck. You're going to get stuck there. Go backwards. You don't want to go backwards. You want to go forward. You want to get to the place of going forward.
So
and really be able to...
Say
it again.
Sorry to interrupt you. Are you okay with another question?
Yeah, you can ask one more question.
Okay.
I got to give it a go, though. You know it's a lot of folks.
Of course.
But go ahead.
Of course, yeah. Oh, I was just saying, do you think that I'm being maybe too in the mental or too much in the heart, where do you think really the issue is?
The issue for you is carrying the guilt, which you would carry in your heart, but you're too much in your head. You're thinking, you're premeditating, you've become calculating. Does that make
that
sense?
Sounds like, you go. Well, I got you, and I was going to think about it later, but I was cheating a little bit, so I got a little bit more, and I appreciate you giving me that.
Yeah, so don't be calculating. Not at all.
Okay.
You don't need to calculate life. You don't need to. It's already magnificent. What you need to do is feel it and know it and do it without guilt. Do what you can do without guilt. Don't carry any guilt with it.
Even like the gangster shit or what? Like.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Do it without guilt.
Okay.
Because
so
guess what? Listen. Hold on before you run off. Because you're deciding your future.
Yeah.
You understand? So it makes no difference whether it's gangsta shit or whether it's luck. Because that's your future. See, again, when you said even if it's gangster stuff, that's still you trying to premeditate and calculate. And that's why the guilt is there. That's why the purple is still up under your feet. And I hope the next time you call in, I don't see purple no more.
Oh, man, this is my favorite phone call with you. Favorite.
Well, beautiful.
All right. I'll let you move along, but I really appreciate it, and you already know that I have the chem deck, of course, so...
Yes. Keep working with it.
Okay.
So peace and love. Hold the line. All right. Well, we're going to go... Woo! Look at all of you guys on the line. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 419. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good morning, Sister Blue. This is Victor from Toledo. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Victor. Greetings.
Hey. Well, I just knew I was going to get on today, so I pulled a card, number 7, and also the heart chakra when I asked for which energy do I need to open up. But I know the topic is on spirit guides, so I guess I remember what you said, that you're the one who reads minds, but I guess I'm also asking, too, to help with the energies, is what do I need to do to get open up to my spirit guide? What technique should I use? It's been a very trying day, but I get into that at a later time. So
it's been a trying day for me too, Victor. I don't know if you've been hearing the show.
I just woke up. You know, I got on about, usually I listen to it in the morning, but I took a chance and got up this morning about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I called you. Right on, at that time, you were saying, those who are open, we're talking about spirit guys, so that helped me define what the energy he wanted me to do. So that's where I'm at. But we're talking about how trying this. I'm like at crossroads right now, and I talk about that at a later date. I mean, this is,
yeah,
you know, I had a decision. Well, I won't even get into that, but.
Okay, Victor.
Thank you for giving
all
me
right.
the opportunity. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, here's a couple of things. Your spirit guides that are around you, you actually have 7 spirit guides around you.
My goodness.
And,
that's the card I picked up, 7 diplomacy.
Is it? Okay. Well, beautiful.
Okay.
And, you know, your spirit guides, their primary focus with you, that they're helping you, is to tap into your inner awareness. Really to tap into your inner awareness. I can't tell you how much shit you get into, Victor, that can be avoided if you would just listen to that inner awareness. You know, your guides are just like, please get him to listen. Please get him to listen.
Okay.
So it is
Why don't I listen? I know you said listen, payment the YBs. Okay, I already know the answer. Okay.
No. Well, I can tell you. I mean, we can talk about it, certainly.
Okay.
You know, a couple of things that I want to say to you, because you are at a crossroads again. And this time, though, you're going to be faced with 2 things that your spirit guides are already telling me. And what gets you caught up is that you're at that crossroads, and it's just symbolic of where you are right now, but the crossroads that keep getting you caught up, Victor, is that you're caught in between deception and envy.
Mm.
And what happens is you just don't know where that line is for you between deception and envy.
Mm.
And a lot of the deception has been with yourself.
Okay.
You see, a lot of the deception has started with you. And so we know that if you have put yourself in a position where you have deceived yourself, then, of course, anything else that comes out of you is going to be birthed out of that deception. But it's coming from you being so envious of this doppelganger life that you feel you're supposed to have. So truly, the show was about looking for the doppelganger. You've met your doppelganger several times. So you have to make a decision that you either start to live the life that you are so envious of or not. You're either going to do the work. Well, no, perpetrating don't even work no more for you.
Yeah, you know it doesn't.
This is why all of these situations are coming up and people can see that you're operating either from deception or envy.
Okay.
So this is really your spirit guide saying to you that you don't have to live life from behind the glass door.
Mm-hmm.
You can get out there and live it. You can live it. But there are some childhood issues that you do need to begin to clear up. And some of these things started to become very, very cryptic for you, Victor, at the age of 26.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know the drill. You need to go back and do some work.
Okay. Oh, you don't like that word, okay. But I understand.
You got it?
Okay. any specific technique, like the one technique that you mentioned before, which I use when I really focus on trying to do the right thing, of drawing in, you said counterclockwise from the third eye?
No. Here's what I want you to do, Victor. Okay. I want you to take yourself into a light meditation and greet yourself at 26 years old.
Okay. 26.
Really greet yourself at 26 years old and give yourself that confidence that you didn't have at 26 to do the things that you needed to do.
Understood. Okay.
Assure yourself you're safe, you're loved, you can accomplish these things, all of these things, and do it for 26 days.
I will do that.
All right, and then I want you to let me know what happens afterwards.
Yes, we will stay in touch. Thank you, sister.
All right, you're welcome. Hold the line. Peace and love. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 720. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, hi, Miss Blue. This is Kelly. I'm calling from Denver.
Oh, greetings to you, Kelly, from Denver.
I have a question. About 2.5 weeks ago, I had this really great nagging feeling in my spirit, and I really felt real strongly that it, my spirit guides were trying to tell me something. And that nagging feeling grew and grew, and by now it's subsided, but I was just wondering what to have any clarity on what they might have been trying to get tell me.
About 2 or 3 weeks ago? Hmm.
Yeah, about 2.5 weeks ago. Uh-huh.
So tell me, Kelly, why are you so sure these were your spirit guides and not your mind?
Because the nagging, it just came from nowhere, and I felt like a message was just trying to get to me. And, it, you know, it wasn't anything that I can recall that I was really concerned with.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said it was a good feeling, though, right?
Yeah, I felt like it was like a message. I don't feel like it was anything dangerous or a warning or anything.
Hmm. 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, two things. One, have you talked to your spirit guides ever before?
I haven't heard them clearly. I knew that they were there, and I express what I need to or want to them at times.
Mm-hmm.
When I do feel that I hear them, it might just be faint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a couple of things. One, if your spirit guides really were trying to get a message to you, more than likely you would have gotten a message. You would have.
Mm-hmm.
You've contacted them before. You said you felt their presence and understood it. That wasn't really your spirit guides. But what happened is you actually crossed over into a new cycle for yourself.
Uh-huh.
And this cycle opened up what I call sort of zero. It can be looked at as almost a new beginning for you, but it was kind of like a new beginning time for you. That energy is coming up. When's your birthday? In about 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, in October.
Yeah. You crossed over into a new cycle for yourself. And so you felt that energy, which is really, really good. And it's letting you know that this cycle that you're in, you really have the support, you can think of it, of the whole universe behind you. So it's a great time for you to start writing down your dreams and things that you want to accomplish and kind of expressing yourself in ways that you haven't because you're in that cycle. But that's what happened. The energy, you kind of energetically crossed yourself over. And this is what your spirit guides are telling me. You've crossed yourself over, into this energy of new beginnings for you. So like a lot of the callers that even have these spirit guides around them, you've crossed over into the energy yourself where you're in a stage of new beginnings. So you may be thinking about moving, which you have been.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about changing your hairstyle, changing where you live. It's sort of that energy, almost like the raging of the phoenix. It causes things to uplift within you, and you're going to want to do some new things, some different things. This is what that energy is sort of kind of pulling on you to do, because you've crossed over into this realm. And that's a real beautiful thing. So that's what it was. You're entering in a new cycle for yourself, a new beginning. It's a great time for you to let go of a lot of those habits and things that you said you would never, ever do again, and you wasn't going to take yourself through. This is a great time to let all of that go, to let it go, because it's like the doorway has been open for you to walk through it and release all that other energy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now that's a really good thing.
Okay. Good.
No more. You don't have to repeat the same lessons of the last couple of years over again or carry any of that sorrow with you either.
Good. That's good to know.
Really good. Great energy. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Kelly.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love.
All right. Bye-bye.
Ooh, looking for the doppelganger. You guys and spirit guides here live in the remix with me, your host, Miss Blue. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Is that me?
That is me.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. First time on the remix.
Oh, welcome. Who's on the line, please?
This is Carl, calling from South Carolina.
Okay, Carl, from South Carolina, or as they say, South Click.
Yes, okay, yes. But, well, I've been listening to you for quite a while, you know, and I've been going back and forth with a lot of things, but the first question I want to ask you is what's the most important area where I need to work on in my life, you know?
Ooh, that's a big one. In your life?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I kind of feel like I'm all over the place at times, so, and I got a lot going on, so I want to get, you know, the first thing that I need to take care of to kind of get me on the road, you know?
The first thing you need to work on in your life. Well, that's a big one. But I will say this. If you want to know some of the things that you can begin to do, Carl, to really get yourself on your path and your journey, you can always get a reading by me. I know you know that. You're going to get a reading here tonight, but of course, it's not the one-on-one session, of course. But two things I want you to do. One, immediately when I started talking to you, who came up was the god Osiris, Asar.
Okay.
So I want you to begin to work with the god Asar. You know, study his story, study his mythology. The god Asar is about sacred words. It's about knowledge. And really, really bringing that energy in. Now, also, he really has a lot to do with really understanding the translation of how sacred words are and what they really mean. And once you read his story, you'll be able to find your own connection. that's not funny, but you'll be able to find your own connection in the story of Asar.
Mm-hmm. Because what I see right now that you also need is you need to have some hope. You do.
Yeah.
You really need to get into that energy of hope, of things that are happening with you at this time. I see the color tan around you.
Mm-hmm.
And tan is about detaching, letting go, detaching yourself. But you're in a very important part of your life where some things you need to detach yourself from and other things you need to connect yourself with. But there's going to be a lot of detaching that's going to be going on for you. These things are really where you're going to have to separate yourself from certain things in order for things to go the way that you see them going in your life. So the first thing that I would say is really to get into studying the story of Osiris, of Asar, and working with that energy. Just by you reading that particular story, that myth, it's going to open up a lot of things for you because you are truly in that position of Asar right now. You got a lot of moving pieces going on, a lot of things going on. What seems to be on the surface, pure chaos and hell breaking loose. But they will start to calm themselves down in quite a few days, probably in the next 30 days or so. Things will calm themselves down, and it will be almost as if it never happened. So the first thing that I would suggest that you start working on is really starting to understand the essence behind the words that you're speaking, the choices that you're making, and the decisions that you're going to be faced with.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
I want to thank you. Thank you for giving me some help. You know, I've been listening to you for quite a long time. I just never called in, but I always figured that, you know, I got it. I'll get to it, you know, that type of thing. So.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in and good to hear from you. Let me know how it goes. You can always call back into the show as well and let us know. But yeah, in 30 days, you're gonna be able to see that hope. So hold that hope. It can even happen faster. Mark the calendar. 8 days, it should start looking a little clearer for you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love for you. Peace and love.
All right. Peace.
All right, beautiful. 5 minutes to go left in the form, and oh my goodness, look how many of you guys are still on the phone lines tonight. And oh my goodness, look how many of you guys are here. We're not going to do an after hours, you guys. I can just tell you, Blue's not doing an after hours. I've been out of town and I've been on the road for this whole complete time. And so we're not going to do it after hours tonight. You guys can definitely email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And, you know, be in touch. We're going to do a show on Sunday night, of course. And don't forget to download this show and all of the other remix shows that you can do as well, too. And I just want to thank you guys for coming and coming with a pure heart and a clear mind so that we can begin to tap into this energy of the doppelganger and recognize it and move ourselves forward. Listen to our spirit guides who are out there to really kind of help us, assist us along our paths and our journeys on the work that we agreed to come back and do. And then also for you guys to go back and download. Never forget Greenwood. We're going to be talking about more of those channels that came in from Greenwood and all of that other good stuff out there. Keep knowing your magic, all of you magic makers out there, and really just using it in your day-to-day life to help elevate you
and to lift you forward and to, you know, just move into a higher vibration. Don't let the doppelganger come for you, you know. Don't do that. When you can recognize all of those things of jealousy, envy, and sorrow, like I said, us as humans, we do those things very well. You know, that's a part of the lowest vibration that's out there. And you guys know me. You know I don't deal with that kind of stuff. So, I don't know, you guys. I'm so excited. It's just a couple more days to the soul body. Ooh, the soul body workshop. I'm so excited about that, and I hope I see all of you guys there. I want to give some special shots out tonight. All of you who hung in there with me as we came over here to the remix and just enjoyed ourselves tonight doing our magic as we do. And so love somebody, you guys. Love somebody. Have some fun. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. And you know what to do. You can leave a message or a comment here. You can leave a message on Twitter, on Facebook, on iTunes. And you can always email me and leave the message there. I really enjoy connecting with all of you here tonight. This has been fun. And we'll be back, of course, on Sunday night. I have been up since probably about 3 o'clock yesterday. Been driving on the road and hanging out. And so I'm so glad that we got a chance to get in our sacred space where we make magic happen every time we come together. And I look forward to just connecting with you guys on Sunday over the weekend. And, of course, next week in the reading. So peace and love to you guys. I love you guys. Have a wonderful evening. And we'll speak soon. We'll speak really, really soon. We're going to get out of here. Much love, warm spirit. And peace and love to all of you guys out there as you continue to listen. And we continue to learn and love and grow together right here live in the remix. So we're going to get out of here. I think I'm going to play. Let me see what song I'm going to play. I think I'm going to play something. Let me see. I think I'm going to play the song I played the other night. Because I like that song, too. I I hear you out there. Y'all don't want to hear that. That's all right. I'm going to play it anyway, if I can find it. I see you guys hanging up. It's cool. It's cool. Let's see. Where is my song? Okay. Let me see. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Ooh, you called me, looking at you, forgive me, what if it's shadow, you'll see me.
Push it.
believe it's all good.